Blog Talk Radio.
You were good on the other line. Did you call? You got to call in this other number.
Your hat.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Right, thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 344054. If you'd like to call in, it's 347-237-4054. When you call that number, you will be connected to the studio. And if you have a question later on, you can just push number one. Also, if you'd like to be a part of the Zoom, you can call in. The Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the password for that is Psalm, capital P-S-A-L-M 23, Psalm 23. And lastly, you can listen to this message later on. You can go into the archives and pull up this message, share it with a friend, be a blessing to someone. Amen. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, and type in We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message in the archives. Amen. As we move forward, we are excited. We have as a guest speaker, Archbishop Larry D. Palmer, Senior from ITLM, Israel Total Life Ministry from out of Waldorf, Maryland. And we are just blessed to be able to have him on the line bring a word. Amen. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. Amen. So I'm sure we're going to absorb in the word this evening. Amen. And we are just, again, excited that he is on and he is ready to share a word for you. Telephone. Tell a friend that Archbishop Larry D. Palmer Sr. is on, and he has a word for you this evening. We're going to move out of the way, and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Archbishop Larry D. Palmer from out of Waldorf, Maryland. Archbishop Palmer, are you there? Palmer, are you there? And then,
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Loud enough?
Yes, you are loud. You are. We can hear you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm glad to be on tonight. Glad to see you that are time out to give God a little bit of your time on this particular week. It's good to see my son on and my best friends to play on. I'm just in God heaven tonight. And I'm just happy to be on with you. God is doing a great thing. It's that you need to receive, because it has been a tumultuous day trying to get to this point. And normally when you have something that's trying to block the Spirit of God, beware, because it's something that somebody on the line needs, whether it's a call-in or whether it's on Zoom. And so I thank God for you. A quick word of prayer. I think we were doing that, unless I missed that. I didn't capture that as we started off, but I just want to say thank you to the Lord for allowing to have this moment in time with you on this evening. Let's bow. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you for who you are. You're greatly to be praised. Just nobody like you. We thank you for this moment in time on this Wednesday, this blog talk tonight, Lord God, that we can come together and hear directly from you. Let us absorb it, Lord God. Walk in it. Let us tell somebody else about it in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us not be ashamed of you in whatever we do, but let somebody know that we are children of God. There's just nobody like you. Bless us and fill us with your precious Holy Spirit, that we may be able to come against the wiles of the evil one who tries to take your salvation away from us and tries to block us from worshiping you. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Amen and amen. Well, again, God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. We're going to take our text tonight from John 11. I have been bombarded with a lot of love since the passing of my centerpiece. I have been flooded with tears and been flooded with tears of joy, and God has given the word to me tonight. I think my son may have caught it on the preaching event, but I wanted to share it with you all tonight. From the happens when it happens? What happens when it happens? Now the question is, what is that it happen? Normally we think of something bad, but it can be something. That it could be anything that stands in your way from worshiping the Lord. And normally it comes up quite often and regular in our lives. So tonight we're just going to have a little bit of time talking about that, taken from the scripture, St. John 11. I'm going to let it play, and I pray that you can well. And then we're going to talk about what it is saying to us and speaking to us.
Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
What is going on?
Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, God, behold, even thou lovest us sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, sickness is not unto death, but to the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus...
Thank you.
2 days still in the same place where he was. Then, after that, saith he to his disciples, unto Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews have waited up to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, yea. Don't be it Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection of the day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
So we have the text taken. We have the text taken from you. And Jesus is on the scene, but as you can see, he is not in a hurry to satisfy the flesh. He's just not willing to respond or even react to the emotional effect of Martha, not even to his disciples. Why? Because he knew that he is, in fact, the resurrection. In other words, whatever is done can be undone. And so we have to focus on Jesus and know that he's
stand on and you to hear it.
Keeping you from doing what the Lord will have you to do. Your, it may be your son or daughter that's out in a wayward form. Sometimes they don't even want to come back and love on you. They don't even, the father or the parent that you are, they don't want to be part of the sonship or the daughtership anymore. Your, it may be your husband or your wife because he's getting under your skin. Perhaps your it maybe a financial sickness, being friendless, birds, or even bereaved. Whatever it is, God is able to turn it again around. Somebody say it.
Yes.
The word it is a substitute for your dysfunction with the Lord. Let me give it to you again. Your word tonight is IT. Represents your dysfunction to the Lord. And everybody has an it. Hello, somebody. Everybody, all of us, an it in our life. And it keeps going on and on and on. Amen. But here's what the Lord says about it in Proverbs or in Psalm 13. Many are the affliction of the righteous. This is the Lord speaking. Many are the affliction of the righteous. But God will deliver us them all. Not some. He can deliver us from them all. In other words, when we turn it over to him to shout like this, that's a real good place to shout like this, knowing that God is able to take care of all of our hits. In the text, the sickness of Lazarus has become the it. It has overtaken him. And it was dead work. Martha and Mary, the same Mary, the wife of Jesus, speak with her here. Her sister Martha, they were sick because Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, and so were they. They knew from hanging around Savior, they knew from hanging around Jesus that he was able to cure him of his sickness, and they were saying in their mind, if you had only been here. If you had only been here, it wouldn't have happened. Amen.
Amen.
It seems to be a common thread that we want God to be where we want him to be, when we want him to be. Because we want him to handle all of our hits when we want it to stop. Right now, I call on Jesus. Right in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Right now, you hear people say right now, but that, Jesus is a right now God, but you can't command him to come to your ear right now. Amen, because he knows best. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
As we unpack this text and find that once you have an ear, another ear pops up because Lazarus died. Lazarus was dead and sleeping in the grave, and Martha and Mary went from one ear of him dying to another, and that it is called mourning, going through, going through, going through, going through, and many of us have gone through. After it happens, then another it pops up in its place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we don't get rid of this in our lives. That's why we need Jesus. I'm going to try to drive it home before I leave here tonight, because your it are represented by power of Christ. He can fix it. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
How do we get through? How can we get through the morning? Amen. If he had only been there. You know what Jesus said? When they kept saying Jesus, Martha went out to him first and said, Jesus, if you only had been here, you know, you could have prevented all of this from happening. Do you realize in your life that some things have to happen in your life to turn you around and turn the world and turn you to God? There has to be a significant event that turns us. If everything was all right all the time, amen, none of us would be on this blog talk Zoom right now.
Yes.
Because it was all right all the time. So we wouldn't even worship God. We wouldn't even go into the sanctuary because everything is all right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus knew that. He said to his disciples, we have to go back into the city. And they tried to rebuke him. Don't you know what happened there last time? They tried to stone us, try to get us out of the city. Jesus said, yeah, but I got to go. See, Lazarus' friend is asleep. And they told him, if he didn't know, which you hear all the time, especially pastoring, you hear, well, if he sleeps, he do good. People want to let folks that they know a little bit more than you know. And Jesus says, no, you don't understand. He's not asleep, he's dead. And now he has to recap what he was saying. They don't understand, but they understand death. So now he is dead. Then they say, well, what's the need in going? Why go? Why would we go there? But Jesus knew that he had to do something that the people would understand and know that he is truly God.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he does. Number one, Jesus will pitch you a curveball. Write it down. Jesus will pitch you a curveball, one that you cannot hit. Amen. You up to bat, but he'll pitch a curveball too. And it's coming, and it seems like you got a bead on it, and it. And glad for your sake that I was not there. What? Jesus, what are you saying? I'm glad for your sake I wasn't there. I'm glad because, you know, you don't believe in me. Evidently, you don't believe in me. And now, if I had been there, you see, everything would have been healed up, and you wouldn't be going through what you go through now to understand that I am the resurrection. So I'm glad for your sake that I wasn't there. You know what that tells us in the text? That Jesus says in his word that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times he's going to allow us to go through some problems and go through some issues and death so that you will know that you are nobody and he's somebody.
Amen.
The Bible tells us anybody that thinks themselves to be something when they're nothing, amen, they deceive themselves. So Jesus also says, okay, you got it all figured out? Go ahead on out there. Amen. And he'll allow it. He won't keep you from going. Go ahead on out there. And when Jesus needs to rescue you, he wants you to let him know that I got this. So Jesus will turn and throw you a curveball for the intent of knowing that he is indeed the Lord. I love this portion of the text. Because sometimes we get beside ourselves. Amen. Mm-hmm. Believing that we got it. You know, you done read the Bible 10 times, the Bible always, I mean, through always 10 times, and now you already know. But see, the half has never been told. I mean, really, we don't know but a little bit of what it is. I don't care how many times you read it. Every time I read it, I get a new revelation, but something different happens. I didn't pick up on it. Have you ever been to the point where you looked at a word and you said, man, I heard this word. I know this word. I've seen this word. I can recite this word, and then somebody reads it or preach a good word to you, and you can, boy, I just see this in that text. I just couldn't pull that out of that text. And oh, thank you, Dad. Oh, thank you, preacher. Whatever. I didn't see that in the text. Well, you read it just like he read. But the anointing of God wasn't on you at that moment not to preach that part of the scripture. Amen. And so we can read it and capture it. We can read it and capture it. That's how God is. And that's how life is. Life. That's life. Amen. Nobody, none of us can look to the future and say, man, I just didn't think this thing was going to happen to me. You know, I didn't think I was going to have this kind of issue. But God knows. I'm telling you, he knows all about. He sees far into the future. That's why he's never late on anything, which is a safe way to our next point. There's no too late for the plan of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, there, Martha and Mary said he was it's too late. But there is not a too late in the vocabulary of Jesus. Amen. Martha and Mary were downtrodden. I mean, they were spent mourning because their brother had died. And then they had the audacity to tell Jesus, look, we sent for you 2 days ago. It's been 4 days now. You've just now shown up. That's what they were saying to him. They were a little bit agitated. And they said, if you only had been here. You know how that is. Amen. People just not in their place when they should be in their place. You say, had you been there, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And so they were really a little agitated at Jesus. And Jesus knew it. The body is thinking about that. Amen. I mean, you're just too late. But there's never a too late time for Jesus. Hello, somebody. And see, sometimes we give up on the call, you know, and we nag at the symptoms, but we don't get to the call. So really, the cause and effect that come are coming through the anointing of Jesus Christ. They thought, it's all over. It's done. What in the world are we going to the grave for? Why do you want to roll the stone back now and let the stench of Lazarus be exposed to the people of God? And the people of God were just sitting there. Of course, we got some professional mourners that follow us all around. That's all they do is go to funerals just to mourn. We still have professional mourners that love to go to funerals. Lazarus, they thought, was asleep. Man, he do fine. Amen. More than likely, let me say this. Let me just put this over there. More than likely, Lazarus was really disappointed. Let me explain. Lazarus says, man, look, I have crossed over. Amen. And I know the faith. But I have crossed over. And now I have to go back to be an example for the Lord. As to you and I. Perhaps, you know, he got a glimpse of glory. Perhaps he just got a glimpse of the street paved with gold. Perhaps he got a glimpse of what is really the now to be in the arms of the Lord, and he has to come back as an example of God's strength in raising the dead. Whew. It's tough. There has to be a tough place to be. So he decides. He says, man, look, God, you know we have been coming in that. God, use who? God, use me. Whatever you want to do. But sometimes we really don't mean what we say. Because God said, I can use you for my benefit, but it's not going to be like you think it's going to be. So I believe in my spirit, man, that Lazarus was a little bit disappointed because he had come back for the cause of convincing people that Jesus was with God. Amen. And when Jesus called him out of the grave, boy, that should have been enough. The people know he had been there 4 days. When he called him out of the grave, he looked like to me, that would have been, amen. Mm-hmm. But people still couldn't have been enough. Because people still know the story, know the truth of the matter, and they still worship God. They still will not worship this God. Amen. So oftentimes, Jesus is saying, we can get our fill of everything and all the miracles that they can do. We've seen people that were raised from the dead. We've seen them heal the sick. We've seen them heal people with heart attacks. We've seen them go in the hospital. We've seen them doing all of these things, and yet we let somebody interrupt our faith. That's what happens when it happens. And we have to be mindful that Jesus is more than that. Let me get to the point now. Because sometimes we can just be flat out selfish with God, our Father. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. See, just like Martha and Mary. Hey, I'll give you a shortcut. Just like Martha and Mary. On the 17th of April, 2023, 07 in the morning, you know, I got that call. It has found my address. The Lord and his wise providence had called our wife to glory. What happens when it happens? He has taken away the centerpiece of my soul of Mary 50. My hope was immediately crushed. I'm going to tell you what happened. Yet I tried to pull up hope, the Christ in me, the hope of glory. I couldn't do it. My worship collapsed. The Lord went dormant. Darkness began to overshadow my faith. I was losing my grip on the mighty right hand of God. I cried. I yelled. I crawled on the floor. I couldn't seem to get up. But then, the great I Am intervened and spoke to me so clear. He said, I'm greater than your it. That was hard to swallow. My it was my baby. But the Lord said, I'm greater than your it. You cried to me, no more stuff. And I did it. You asked me to take over, and I did. You said to make a way out of no way, and I did. She's walking in glory right now. No more pain, no more agony, no more doctors, no more probing, no more needles, no more tears, no more fears of what's going to happen. I got this, just as I promised. Then he gave me an assignment. He said, now go tell somebody. That's the hard part. Go tell somebody that your it is small to me. I got it. Give it to me. You need another type of it. That's what he was saying to me. You need another type of it. And I didn't understand it. What is it, Lord? He said, you need an intense touch from the Master. And until I yield and raise my hand and said, Lord, touch me, the pain continues. But the very second that in my flesh the spirit starts to overcome me and I was able to lift up my hands toward glory, God delivered me from the pain and agony that I was going through. Not yet. I still cry. Oh, yes. I miss it. But I tell you this. Every one of us on this line doesn't get it. And it is an interrupter of you serving God. God knows what he's doing. He'll do it, but he may not do it your way, but he'll do it. He may not heal your way, but he'll do it. You may not understand how he's doing, but I ask in the name of Jesus tonight that whatever your it is, that you surrender it to God. Why? Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can ask, think, or even imagine. And he'll do it just like that. Hello, somebody. So tonight, as much as I can, and as much as I do, you know, don't worry about the little tears here, but, you know, I'm good with God. God is good with me. You know, so I can keep on crying, but I'm going to keep on praising God. Nothing is going to get in the way of my relationship with the Lord. If I can take it through this, I can take it through anything. If you can get through your it, you turn your it over to God, you can get through anything. I don't care what the devil tries to throw at you. You've got to have that intense touch from God. So tonight, I beseech you by the mercy of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in the sight of God. It's just your reasonable service. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm open for questions or comments from anyone, Elder Clay, tonight. If they want to ask any questions on what we've covered or what we're discovering, how God is moving, or how God is working, I'm here to answer any of the questions that would come. And if I can't answer them, I'll put my son on it and make him do it for me. Amen. Is there any questions that you may have in regards to this evening?
Amen.
Thank you for having
me. Good word, Dad. Good word. That was a part two of Sunday. And I want to take it back to when you taught me how to look at scripture and how to think. When you talked about how there's humor in the Bible, you just got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture that you read, I found it. God was being read in verse 15. throw you a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go on to verse 16, Thomas
mm-hmm. went.
Mm-hmm. He got it and he missed. So he actually said, let us go and die with him.
That's right. Exactly.
And he missed. And it also, like the problem you thought, he says, if you are the Christ, just tell me plainly. And he said, I told you. And then you stopped when you read that scripture.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I said, thank you for that. You don't use it right.
Yeah.
God bless.
That's what Martin said to him. He said, I know that the things will be good, you know, at the resurrection. And he looked at her. And he had been with Martha teaching that. He'd been teaching Martha and Lazarus. And then he told him, I am resurrection. And see, that's what we have to grasp. He is the resurrected one. He is the one.
Amen.
Any other?
Amen. Mics are open.
Amen. You're muted.
Amen.
Our speaker, Palmer, thank you so much for joining us. We it's been a long time since I've seen you and heard you, but this has been such a blessing. This has been such a blessing. You made me think, what is my it? All of us have a gift.
Yeah.
And that the Lord, our relationship with the Lord has to come before the end. And that the Lord will cover the end, bring you to the end. Amen. Amen. So I've got some writing to do tonight. You know, I do. I take my notes. then I write and ask my. So you may get some questions that will be coming to you, texting you. Yes, good seeing you, good hearing you. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Are there any other comments on the mic?
Can you text me with me, too, because he's going to make me look it up. He's going to make me look it up.
Amen. Anybody online?
Pastor, I wanted to say that Pastor Palmer, you know, you were talking about the loss of your wife and your that was dear to you and all, and how you had believed God and all for her. But mine was a little different. I was diagnosed with cancer about 5 years ago, and it's funny that you chose this particular chapter to deal with, because that was the word that God gave me out of this passage when I was diagnosed, to give me the confidence to believe that he was going to bring me through this cancer. And it was just that phrase that he spoke to Mary and said that it was good that I was not here when he died, you know, for this is for the glory of God. But he said, it's not unto death. The sickness is, it was not unto death. That's what I heard when I was diagnosed with that cancer, that even though he was asleep, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's not really dead. And he said it was not unto death that this sickness had come. So that I was going to survive this, but I had to believe on that phrase for a year and a half, believing that what he had spoken to me would come to pass, that the doctors would confirm what he had already said, that it wasn't to death, so that I would come through this. And I said, well, Lord, you could have just healed me. I mean, why do I have to go through the sickness and the medication and the hospitalization and all the things that go along with this? You could have just healed me. But he said it would be a process, that I had to go through this process. Now, for years, I prayed for other people to believe God in their circumstances, but I never saw myself in this position, that I would be the one in need of this.
Yes.
But I tell you, after that year and a half, God gave me the confirmation that I needed. The doctor said that I had a clean bill of health. It didn't affect me, as it was said. The doctor told me that the type of treatment that they were going to give me, he said, you're going to hate me by the time we finish. He said, that's how gruesome it is. But I tell you what, I came through it with flying colors. I was nauseated maybe twice and hospitalized between treatments maybe twice for blood transfusion, what have you. But God brought me through it. So I just want to thank you for the word that you brought tonight. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I want to say this real quickly, is that in life we have these things called interrupters. And the interrupters often come from the adversary. But many of our interrupters come from the Spirit of the Lord because it makes us work closer. So these interrupters come into our lives to move us closer to God. And that's not the devil's job. The devil doesn't want you to pray. So you can't come from, must not be coming from him to make you closer to God. And God will deliver us from all. So we know that the things that we on this earth oftentimes that we blame on the adversary could in fact be from the Lord. We grow closer to him when we have issues. When we don't have issues, we don't love him as much. So when we go through these issues, we have to learn how to praise God. As a matter of fact, in your issues, we ought to praise God. When we're children of God, we know whether we live or die, we are the Lord. And that is something that we ought to praise God about. Amen. God bless you. And thank you, God, for your healing. In Jesus' name.
The mic's open. Are there any other comments and questions? All mics are open. Archbishop, when I look at that, I thank you for coming on and sharing with us the good news and also your testimony.
Okay.
And sharing with us in terms of
you
have to go through. Because we all have an itch.
Why would they bring you
in?
I forgot.
And we know, and we never know, and we never know when that it is going to occur or we're going to be hit with that it. We think that we're prepared until it comes. And then it's a totally different story that we have to totally rely on God. So it's always a challenge when we are, when it's that human side of us, you know, versus the spiritual side. And we have to rely on God and know that his word is true, but it's really difficult. These are the things. But when you're going through that transition or you're going through that and God is building us, molding us, and making us stronger as we overcome that it in our lives, when we come out, we are much stronger. And we are much closer, you know, to God. So I do thank you for sharing that because that it will happen to any of us. It can happen to any of us. You know, it could be drugs, as we just heard. It was cancer. It could be death.
Mm-hmm.
That it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all going to face that it. And what happens when it happens? How do we respond when it happens? How do we respond? And again, it is so easy to say, but it's another when we go through that trial, and God is just it's just walking with us, you know, letting us, you know, deal with it from the human side. And then he just takes over, just reminds us of who he is, who he said he is, and his word does not change. I see a couple of them. Are there any other comments? Any other comments for Archbishop Palmer? Any other comments? I like that title, What Happens When It Happens, and then just tying it in. I love the way that you tied it in and He just made it simple and easy for even a baby to understand. That's really what the gospel is. You know, oftentimes people come on and they want to use the big words, you know, and they want to try to mesmerize people for what they know, you know, but it's all about keeping it simple so that we understand, so everybody understands, you know, and to the understanding is, what does it say? The word says in all things, get understanding. And if we come out of this and we don't have any understanding, then something is wrong. Something is wrong. So I pray that, you know, God will continue to bless you as you move forward. You know, we know that you are still challenged at this time, and it's going to be a challenge. But God, as you said, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always going to walk with you. You know, when there's no one else around, and you are alone, you know, just you and God. You know, only you know. So I do thank you for coming forth and bringing that word. For those of you online, you know, even though that we heard the word, he is a very, very close friend of mine, and we are almost like brothers. You know, we grew up together, and we are like brothers, you know. So when he is hurting, I am hurting. That's just how we are and how we grew up. So, again, I do thank him for coming on at this time, and what a better time. And there was a storm that's going on here. I don't know in your location or wherever you are, these numbers that are on here, but we had a storm that we're going through, lightning and thundering, and I'm just praying, you know, that nothing happens. You know, and there's a fear in there, you know, but God worked it out. God worked it out, and I just thank God right now for allowing the word to come forth, Are there any last comments, Archbishop Palmer, that you would like to make? And also, would you like to inform those about, you know, your church, IPLM, you know, if you would like to share in terms of what you're doing there, just to pass over that information?
Yes, thank you so very much for the opportunity to have a commercial break. I am the presiding prelate of Israel Soul Life Ministries and the House of Israel Ministries located here in Waldorf, Maryland. You can connect with us by going to www.itlm.org, or you can catch us on Facebook on Sunday mornings. We come on at 11 o'clock on time, every time. God bless us to be and we enjoy having you to come on and then watch what we do. You will learn much. It'll teach you how to sow a seed. It'll teach you how to hear and to be able to understand the Word of God as a was saying, and all you get, hopefully you get an understanding. And I am one that loves to, I have more degrees than a thermometer, so I don't need to let impress nobody about what I know. As far as I feel the word, that the word, it can be a giant in anybody's life, either small or large. It can be affect your eye. It can be a splendor in your finger. What it is that interrupts you from loving God, it can be a pain. So I thank you tonight for allowing me to come. I pray that I can come back on sometime soon. I do want to make a statement to all of those who have listening ears, especially those who are in marriage or may even be thinking about marriage, as to my son over there. I want to pass and the lady who loves me for this. I'm going to take all my love to you. But for those fellas, I tell you, one thing that kept marriage together for 2 weeks shy of 50 years was being able to develop a JB day. And we call JB day for a reason. And it wasn't the birthday, it wasn't the anniversary, it wasn't Christmas, it wasn't Resurrection Day. It was a day that relates one another. And we call it JB Day because it comes from the word just because. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn how to appreciate one another just because. So the flowers may come tomorrow, maybe just because. Just because you're you, just because you mothered my children, just because you fixed my food, just because you washed the clothes, just because maybe, that's what we need to celebrate. the women will initiate those just because the relationship, it will seek progress. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Thank you again for having me on, and we look forward to coming back with you.
Amen. Again, thank you so much for those who are listening. Would you close God in prayer, as Bishop, and that would be the final comment?
Let us bow. Father, we thank you tonight for your mighty hand being upon us. We thank you, O God, for the people that have an ear to hear and to receive the word of the living God. We pray, O God, that your precious Holy Spirit will hover over them as the tongues of fire, that they may be able to do the right thing in spite of what the flesh is trying to tell them. Let them walk away, Lord God, from the wickedness and all the things that are trying to interrupt them from serving you. Closer to you. Draw them closer to you by your mighty right hand. Be with us. Guide us and direct our path. Father God, bless this blog. Bless, oh God, the doctors of Suzanne and John Clay for this communication that's reaching out to those, Lord God, that cannot be in the place, but we're everywhere in place to hear the word of God. We bless you in the massive name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Face the dawn.